Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Tom Kohler pitched last night in his hometown of New York City, and the Mets tried to continue their hot run. Let's turn the Tuesday Rewind to Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Mets continue to surge. The Marlins continue to slide. 7-4 the final tonight here at Citi Field. The Mets have won the first two games of this four-game series, and they have jumped ahead of the Marlins alone now into second place in the National League East. Marlins fall back in the wild card race as well. The Marlins were looking for some offense tonight. They had been held to two runs in the last three games combined. So Don Mattingly did a little shake-up in the batting order. D. Gordon led off, as always. Marcelo Ozuna went from fourth to second. Martin Prado went from second to third. Christian Yelich from third to fourth tonight. And in the first inning, that combination put Miami on top early. With two outs and nobody on, Prado doubled, bringing Christian Yelich to the plate against the rookie right-hander Seth Lugo.
Here's the pitch, and it's launched into the air out to left center, and this is going to carry well. It is going to be up, up and away, and a home run for Christian Yelich to deep left center. Just off to the right of that 358 sign, Yelich with a long ball puts the Marlins up 2-0 in the first inning.
So the Marlins have the early lead. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. But the lead did not last long. Tom Kohler went out for the bottom of the first, allowed infield hit to Jose Reyes. So man on, nobody out for shortstop Asdrubal Cabrera.
Back foot on the back line of the batter's box. Swings on the first pitch. Drives the ball down the right field line. And it is a fair ball. This game's tied at two. A home run for Cabrera, his 17th. And that quickly, the Mets take this game right back to square one.
And they would grab the lead that quickly. After Cespedes hit a fly ball to center, Jay Bruce doubled. He went to third base on a Deaza ground ball to second. Man at third, two down for second baseman. And noted Marlins killer, Wilmer Flores.
The pitch to Flores. Line drive, base hit, left center. And the New York Mets now have a 3-2 lead in the first inning. A two-out hit by Flores. He picks up his 45th run batted in. Jay Bruce scores easily from third base. And just like that.
Well, Kohler through 21 pitches, faced seven batters in the first, and at the end of that first inning, the Marlins trailed 3-2. Seth Lugo settled down after he threw 27 pitches in facing six men in the top of the first. Marlins had some chances. They had first and second with nobody out in the third inning but couldn't score. First and second went out in the fourth inning. They couldn't score. Meanwhile, Kohler worked around a couple of hits in the second, kept the Mets off the scoreboard, able to work around a walk and a single in the fourth inning, and left the bases loaded in the fifth inning when the Mets had a man reach on a strikeout and a wild pitch, then got a double and an intentional walk, but Rene Rivera grounded out with the bases loaded, ending that fifth-inning threat, and it stayed a 3-2 game all the way into the sixth inning. Seth Lugo set down the side 1-2-3 in the top of the sixth. He retired the last eight batters he faced in this game. For Lugo, six innings, five hits, two runs, a walk, four strikeouts, allowed the first-inning home run to Yelich, and that was it, 89 pitches, 60 strikes. In the bottom of the sixth, Tom Kohler got the chance to start the inning. We thought he might be done after five. He had thrown 90 pitches in five innings, and not that he didn't have enough to go back out there for the sixth, but Dustin McGowan was up in the bullpen the entire time the Marlins were hitting in the top of the sixth. We saw Don Mattingly and Tom Kohler have a conversation in the dugout while the Marlins were getting set to hit in the top of the sixth, and it didn't look like Kohler was happy, but one way or another, he was out there to start the sixth inning. But it did not start well for him facing pinch hitter Curtis Granderson.
The pitch. And Granderson hits a gigantic high fly ball to deep right center, and it is gone. Granderson with a pinch hit home run. 4-2 Mets.
And it wouldn't get any better for Kohler, who allowed a double to Jose Reyes. At that point, was 4-for-4 in the game. Asdrubal Cabrera walked, and that was it for TK, done after five innings plus tonight. Dustin McGowan came out of the pen. He got Cespedes after a wild pitch and put men at second and third. Cespedes grounded to third with the infield in. Runners had to hold, and there was one out. They decided to intentionally walk Jay Bruce at that point, loading the bases, hoping for double play ball when they faced Alejandro Deaza.
And a line drive base hit to right. Boy, they crossed up the strategy. Deaza comes through with a hit. Reyes is home to score.
Sox.
They have an age-old Brooklyn Dodger problem. Two runners at third, and they're going to tag one out. And the out is on Cabrera.
And eventually, McGowan will get out of that inning. He got Flores and a fly ball to right. But two runs on three hits, and at the end of six, the Mets had a 6-2 lead. Kohler in, they had a 5-2 lead at the end of six. Kohler went five, allowed 10 hits, 5 runs. He walked 3, struck out 6, allowed 2 homers. He threw 100 pitches tonight, and 63 of them were strikes. McGowan stayed out there for the 7th inning. He got the first man, James Loney, but Rene Rivera singled, so man on with one out for Curtis Granderson again. 3-1 to Granderson is hit high in the air, right center field. Back toward the bullpen, Francoeur. Ozuna's over. Francoeur leaps, can't get it. It's a second home run for Granderson. Came off the bench, went deep in the 6th inning. And now an inning later, he connects again. A 2-run shot, and just like that, it's 7-2 Mets. After Hansel Robles worked 2 scoreless innings, Jim Henderson came on in the 9th inning to protect a 7-2 lead. With one out, JT Realmuto homered to make it a 7-3 game. With 2 outs, Jeff Francoeur tripled. He scored on a base hit by D. Gordon that made it a 7-4 game. It got the tying man out to the on-deck circle, so Terry Collins brought his closer into the ballgame, and Jerry Smilia needed 3 pitches and only 3 pitches to strike out Marcelo Ozuna and bring this one to a close. Mets win it 7-4. For the Mets, 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They strand 10 in the ballgame. For Miami, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. The Marlins leave 7. Seth Lugo picks up his second consecutive win. He's 2-2. Tom Kohler takes the loss. He's 9-10. Jerry Smilia saved number 43. That ties the Mets' single-season franchise record. 43 saves for Familia and 43 saves for Armando Benitez, the one-time Marlin. Familia was able to lock it down on all of 3 pitches tonight. Time of the game was 3 hours, 4 minutes. Crowd of 32,634 goes home happy. Mets with the win move ahead of the Marlins in the standings. They're 68-64 now. 35-31 at home. Mets have won 8 of the last 10. Marlins dropped to 67-65 on the season. They're now just a game over on the road at 34-33.
All right, so the Marlins have dropped the first 2 games of this 4-game series at New York. There are only 30 games left in the Major League season. The Marlins are 2 over .500, but 30 games left. Today's Fish Family Code is 30. The word, not the numbers. Best Miami can hope for now is a split in NYC. They'll go after the Mets tonight in Game 3 at 7:10. Kyle Seeloff starts our broadcast, as always, at 6:40. Dave and Glenn on site to watch the first pitch at 7:10. Listen on 940 Wins in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.